My daughter remembers the dead shark, however many summers ago, washed up like tire rubber on a Rhode Island beach. Remembers, though she was only three, wanting to touch it, and also wanting to run away. The dead thing's magnetic pull and push, squeamish pleasure laced with repulsion. 2 weeks we spent on that island, hiking trails that crossed and splintered, gave way to views that exposed a patchwork landscape. Uneven squares and greens and browns, and the sea that begged against the edges like a pushy dog, always nosing its way in. We were explorers, beachcombers, sand diggers, fingers sifting through whatever the shore offered up that day, shells and pebbles, an impressive feather or a blunted bit of beechwood. Something you might whittle down to a charming souvenir. Once home, a shelf's boastful proof of travel. Afternoons, the rental house went dusty with a yellow heat that stifled, settled in the lungs. We slept like the dead, sprawled across beds stripped of all but a sheet. Midday dreams were strange and unnerving, something we always wanted to wake from and did, still unrested. Restless, as the wind picked up, fields of cattail leaning into the afternoon as if pressed by an invisible palm, the island cooled in a single breath. One night, drunk with the idea of vacation, we placed an order to pick up lobsters from a local market, but didn't realize we'd have to cook them ourselves. My daughter remembers the shark, but it's the lobsters I'll recall for years to come. The gentle tapping from the pot, unanswered knocks, the only indication that they were still, just for a little while longer, alive. The way steam obscured the tiny kitchen. Bowls of butter were set out, foamed froth, giving way to a clarified citrine underneath. And then the mess of the meal, delicious carnage. Their bodies gone fire engine red in the boil. The snap of the spine, pink flesh coaxed out in a single satisfying tug. The wreck of it all. The urge in the end, instead of cleaning, to just burn the whole damn house down.